Okay, we've got a second study session here. It's just about 5:30. And the next study session is about the water comm plan having to do with fire flow. And Raven will start us off.
Yes, thank you for your attention this evening. And wow, this is pretty cool having this amplification. So this is in follow-up to the process that occurred when I was on medical leave back in August. So there's been some progress since then and some updates to provide council. And we do have an action item on the agenda this evening that we're very hopeful after this presentation that you would be comfortable passing forward. So as I'm going through, if you have any questions, feel free to interrupt. Herschel, our chief over here, is available too for some of the technical questions that I might not be able to answer. And also for some of that history, but I tried to capture that history in this presentation. So for this evening, I'm gonna be giving you a little bit of background about the water system plan process. I'm gonna keep it very high tier just because I know that most of you have heard this already. A little bit of a timeline, giving you some comparisons in the fire code itself, and then some decisions and next steps. So why a water system plan, you might say? This is something that is required by the State Department of Health. It's what we, in the roles that we have in public works, it's what we look to if we're trying to determine why a problem might be happening, or a better understanding of things relating to the water system. So it's really an excellent management practice. In fact, one of the first things I did getting on this job was look at the water system plan. What are the upcoming things? What are the issues, the needs, opportunities, that kind of thing. What's included in that, we're looking at our service area, which in Blaine is not the city limits when it is the water system. So our water system extends out into the county, and you might say why? It's because that's where a well field is. So over the years, we have essentially created a very robust system of pipelines and so forth that go from our well field and then out to all the different parts of the city. In addition, over the years of history here in Blaine Public Works, we have brought upon or accepted different wholesale customers, including Belleville Jackson and Birch Bay Water and Sewer Service. And then finally, we also, as a part of having a water system plan, if there is a water district that is either in trouble or maybe are not keeping up with what they need to be able to supply drinking water, often the state looks to cities to assist with that. And we did inherit the Valley View Water Association as part of that. Other things that are included are updated population estimates. So I'll be talking a little bit on the timeline in the next slide, but important to know that when the city adopted the comprehensive plan for all of the city, those population numbers and projections were utilized in the model for the water system plan. And then finally, I kind of alluded to this a little bit, but what is it used for? Again, that day-to-day operation and maintenance, looking at what projects we want to put on our six-year capital improvement plan, which you'll be adopting tonight. For the last couple of years, there's been a big black box for water in the out years that says waiting for comp plan. So now we have that, and that field has been populated. So that was really great. And then we also established goals for conservations. A lot of people might ask, well, why do you want to conserve water? You make money when you sell water, right? Well, not so much as when you have more pipes and more people and so forth, you have expanded maintenance costs, right? Or increased capital costs. So by having that conservation, A, we're being good stewards which is, I think, a big part of what we all are about here in Blaine and our beautiful harbor. But it also helps us to prolong the need for replacement. So a brief timeline. This actually started, believe it or not, in 2015. Bill Bullock was actually managing this aspect of our water system for the beginning of its process. And as I mentioned, we included an update in the 2016 comprehensive plan, but we also pulled information from that comprehensive plan to put back into the water system plan. And over the course of time, Blaine participated with the fire marshal at that time, as well as Whatcom County as a part of their Whatcom Coordinated Water System Plan, and with input from Birch Bay, all of that kind of continuing to update the model and the different types of assumptions that our consultant used. We then began a pretty onerous process of chapter by chapter reviewing that within Public Works. We had several meetings, Bill and I, where we would, you know, project the Word file on the screen and we'd be doing edits. A lot of back and forth with our consultant, which finally resulted in bringing this forward through the SEPA process, which did occur prior to bringing to you, or maybe actually Stacy might have used that public hearing as part of the SEPA process. Do not know which way. I just know that through action from the SEPA process and with the prior council process, the public hearing has been closed, and really it was sent back to us to work further with the concerns that Herschel brought forward to Public Works. And what I hope you're seeing this evening is some of that coming to fruition. So the City Council, the process is a little bit formal with the state that they want to see, they want us to bring this to you to say, is this ready to go for our review? So then when we ship this off to Department of Health, we don't know how long their review process is, but it's going to put us in good standing with the Department of Health that A, we've been working on this and incorporating all this input, but B, that it also had your blessing, if you will. And so we'll be sending that over to them. They then take that review to the next step and will be giving us all kinds of comments that we'll be responding back and forth to and so on. And then ultimately, that final version of the comp plan will be incorporated into the broader Blaine comp plan as an update that Stacy will be bringing forward to you all, hopefully next year. So that's our hope. I will say the time that this has taken is probably a little bit longer than what you might normally see, and a lot of that has to do with the transition in Bill's absence, as well as just some of the intricacies having to do with Blaine. It's also something that we wanted to chart side by side with Birch Bay Water and Sewer, because it's the same consultant, we have a lot of shared systems, shared assets, things like that. And so that also was a part of it. So health has really been kind of knocking on our door. When we did the well work this summer, it was like, well, should you be doing this? Because we don't have we don't have your system plan yet. So we really want to see this at least get into their hands for now, and we will be continuing to work through the day-to-day. So looking at some comparisons here, and I am no expert at this, so I'm very thankful for you being here, Herschel. But just to give you a little bit of a peek of why that there is a conversation here. So the first row under jurisdiction, I have Whatcom. This is out of the Whatcom Coordinated Water System Plan, which was a two-year process that the county undertook. And we wanted to hold this back a little bit so that that input was brought forward, which it was. So your requirements for fire flow are in gallons per minute. And in these cases, there's also a duration. And that duration is like, how long is it going to take to put out that fire duration. So you could see some really big differences in the numbers here. Where things get kind of interesting for Blaine, and where I really like to focus, is that that threshold for when to sprinkle, right? So right now, in the way that the comp plan reads is 1,000 gallons per minute. Doesn't matter what type of facility is being constructed or anything like that. With the exception of multifamily, which does have a requirement for sprinkling in Blaine. Now, you could have a townhouse that are two that are connected, but they have that independent wall. Those are considered two dwellings from our building officials' point of view, right? But other than that, multifamily is generally three or more systems together in one building.
So duplexes aren't?
Duplexes are considered two single family in the building code. So by bringing this forward to you tonight, what we're talking about in the short term is that commercial and manufacturing would be required to be sprinkled until such time that we can demonstrate that we have the appropriate prior fire pressures or fire flows. Thank you. I could tell Herschel's little red light was turning on there for a minute. That the flow would be sustainable for that type of building. In as you could see, the fire code is very specific to the size. And so I couldn't really put that up on a slide for you today to say, okay, from now on, this size is going to be X. It's something where Public Works and Fire District will be working closely together. But just so you know, okay, so what are you telling me here, Raven? Is this like the end of the world? You know, is the sky falling? My answer will be no, because if you look at, we really have the data now with our new permitting software for 2 years. Over the last 2 years, we had 22 commercial manufacturing type of permits. And of those 22, only one was not sprinkled, and that was an interior remodel. So this is not the sky's falling, but it does mean there's more homework that we need to do. So decision points and next steps. We need your authorization to submit this to Department of Health to go through the process now to stop and say, okay, we're going to model this type of area for this and this type of area for that is a total do-over with our consultant. And as you can see, many years of process having been put into this. And in all respects, our plan, as currently drafted, is the standard that was adopted by the WACM coordinated system process. So what we have here in Blaine is an amazing opportunity by having someone that is a fully qualified fire marshal that we have not had before. And so I know Herschel's not going to tout his own strengths, but by having that resource here in Blaine, I think we have some opportunities to do some massaging. And when this comes back from the state, we can then include what we're able in this plan, and maybe we do some, you know, addendums or something like that as we continue to gain more information. But the take-home message is we already are requiring sprinkling for those multifamilies. The residential, we actually exceed the standard. And for those commercial manufacturing, yes, there is going to be, for potentially some commercial industrial application where they might need to sprinkle where otherwise they might not, but we're really not seeing that on the ground. What we're seeing on the ground is that most of those types of businesses want to be sprinkled. And even if they didn't, they could be working with the city with through that building permit process and that, you know, the land, the whole process that we do for land use with the planning department. And we could be saying, okay, well, let's test this hydrant and, oh, we're okay for this size building, for this type of use with this type of walls. But that's kind of the kind of detail aspect that makes it really hard for us to just snap our fingers and start over. Department of Health will then provide us back their comments with their review. We will then incorporate those comments with the plan, or we might even have some dialogue back and forth, and this topic could even be part of that dialogue. Then we would be bringing that forward back to you as a part of a comprehensive plan update. And when I say comprehensive plan, I mean the big one that encompasses all of the city utilities, all the land use, essentially what we all undertook to bring to you in 2016. We had hoped to put that on our docket for the 2019 cycle. We're a little bit too late in the year to get to that point, so the conversation would be that we would add it back to the docket for 2020. And then once that's added back to the docket, it comes back to you for its final approval and adoption. As I've stated, as we've gone through here, our intent is to continue to work with North Whatcom Fire. We're partners in this. We provide the water, and they are providing us with the expertise to put out those fires in our city. We'll be modifying our capital improvement plan in subsequent years as appropriate to determine if we want to rearrange priorities for some of those projects that are listed. Right now, there are some residential areas that our consultant is recommending that we look at first, and that might be the best business decision for Blaine, because most people coming to build a single family home, and they might have a really small water main in front of their home and whatnot, the homeowner might be a little less able to put in a sprinkling system, right? So we want to be very concerned about that. But again, if through working with fire, working further with our consultant, we determine, hey, we're actually quite golden in the commercial and manufacturing zones, then we will stick with the priorities laid out before us. And what that means for you all, you may have somebody come in for that commercial manufacturing permit. This is, wait a minute, what's going on with this? At this point in time, I'm recommending that we look at the bigger picture before we get into those case by case. And with that, I'm here for questions. And again, we'll be bringing this to you a little bit later this evening for adoption.
Any questions for Raven?
Does there seem to be any big major piping issues or anything like that in our city system?
The only things that we have identified by our consultant for issues are areas where we might not have enough circulation. We have some areas where we have really small mains or dead end mains, and it's important for both taste of water, water quality, and so forth, as well as fire flow, to have those looped whenever possible, or of a significant, you know, a size that's significant enough to handle those. And that's really where our consultant has focused. So you have that opportunity to put those capital dollars where it will help those ratepayers. And that's what we focused on, as opposed to putting more into capital facilities where we might have a manufacturing industrial interest, where they're building a new facility anyway and might have more capability to fund that for themselves. So that's kind of the what we're trying to balance.
Eric, any questions? No? Do you have any idea how much storage costs?
Well, it's $1 million question, I think I could say pretty accurately. It depends on the construction that's used. Like, we have a lot of steel tanks in Blaine. More current practice is more for a concrete structure. There are differences with size, elevation, how much dead storage you want to have. We are recommending in our CIP, I believe, two new reservoirs over the course of the next 6 years. So it's time to kind of buckle down and define some of that a little bit more. Would a steel tank make sense? Some of the things that you're seeing in the CIP that relate to storage are like, with a steel tank, you have to deal with paint and coatings, things like that, whereas with the concrete tanks, there's a lot less of that. So all those things would
storage has a lot to do with the pressure and the fire flow, doesn't it?
Storage has a lot to do with fire flow, yes. Okay. Pressure is not coming from storage as much as what is in those pipes and whether they're pump sizes or is it gravity. There's a big array of different things that relate to that. But those are really good questions.
Okay, well, I think that gives us what we need to know to be able to vote on this tonight.
Great. Thank you.
So, okay. We've got about 8 minutes here before we start our meeting.